How's it going, everybody? Tim here, the Greyhound Guru, back with the first episode of the Greyhound Guru podcast. Now, this is something new that I'm launching, mainly because I felt like sometimes there were just some topics I wanted to cover a little more in depth, talk a little more about, and a lot of times there were topics I was going to make a video about, and it just was a hassle to set up the equipment, or the lighting was wrong outside, or the wind was blowing. There's just so many things we deal with video that, you know, would just get in the way of me making a video about a topic and kept me from, you know, getting my message out there, that I thought, what about just doing audio? And, you know, a light bulb kind of went off, and I was like, you know what? I might be good at that. So I'm going to give it a try. For now, this podcast is just going to be on YouTube, but hopefully here in the near future, I'll start being able to upload them somewhere online, maybe link to them on the website, and kind of like do a real podcast. I'd love for eventually, once or twice a month, me to be able to do some kind of interactive online podcast or something, but I have to figure all that out. But for now, it'll just be me talking to my microphone that's hooked up to my laptop. Anyway, so one of the things I want to do with the podcast is maybe talk about some issues that, you know, aren't just like tips or answering questions. I want to talk about maybe some other stuff Greyhound related that maybe wouldn't do as well as just a video. I don't know. Maybe talk about some fun stuff. Like today, I wanted to talk about, and this isn't really a fun topic, but something that I've been researching for a while and never got around to making a video about. But one of the things I hear a lot from people when I say that I make videos and I kind of recommend the Greyhound bus, one of the things that will inevitably come up sooner or later is the fact that someone got beheaded on the Greyhound bus. Like, eventually someone's going to say, I never rode Greyhound. Didn't someone get their head cut off on Greyhound? And I always have to be like, yes. And, you know, I, as the Greyhound guru, had to do research on the whole situation. And, you know, sometimes I try to tell people what actually happened. People don't really want to listen, because once you say someone got their head chopped off, people usually shut down. But I figured, first episode of the podcast, let's talk about it. Let's get it out there. You're the Greyhound guru. You're always telling people to ride Greyhound. We know for a fact someone got their head chopped off on Greyhound. Why are you telling me to ride? Okay, so first off, there's only been, to my knowledge, one person to be decapitated via violence. I mean, maybe the bus wrecked sometime and maybe someone got decapitated, but via like physical violence, there's only been one person, to my knowledge, who's had their head cut off on the Greyhound bus in the, how many years that Greyhound's been around? I should know this. Since the 40s, I believe it was. So how many years is that? Not 100, but close. Don't do math, people. The 80-something years Greyhound bus has been around, only been one person get their head chopped off. And here's a fact that I really want to bring out, because most of the people I hear about this are Americans, because they live in America. The person got their head chopped off in Canada. Yes, it wasn't even on the Greyhound bus in America. Now, the reason this is a big issue is because everyone knows, well, most people know, Canada, a lot less violent country than America. I've heard from a lot of people who ride Greyhound in Canada that it's way better than the bus in America. Not near as scary. So it's kind of ironic that, like, one of the worst things that happened on the bus happened on the Canadian Greyhound. So if you're riding the Greyhound bus in America, no one's ever got their head chopped off by another passenger in America, to my knowledge. It happened in Canada. So let's just get that out there. Now, I don't need a lot of angry comments from my Canadian listeners. I just had to put that out there because it happened on y'all's watch. Didn't happen here. Anyway, now, what happened? Very sad. A man named Tim McLean got decapitated by a gentleman named Vince Lee, I believe his name is. The guy got on the bus. He sat in the back seat. Tell you, I don't recommend. All the craziness happens in the back seat. I've said this. Anyway, wasn't the guy's fault. He got on the bus, sat in the back seat, had his headphones on, listening to music. I think he dozed off. The gentleman who did the decapitating, he got on the bus, originally sat in the front, but they had a break. He went to the back of the bus. Yada, yada, yada. He pulled out a big knife and started stabbing the dude. Eventually, stabbed him so many times in the neck, he cut his head off. Horrible. I mean, this is tragic. Driver pulled the bus over. Everybody got off. He was just on the bus with the guy he had decapitated and kept doing gruesome things to him. You know, the police showed up. There was kind of a standoff. Eventually, they got him off the bus. Unfortunately, this gentleman, Tim McLean, was already dead. Nothing they could do about it. Just one of those random incidences. Now, everyone's like, why did the guy cut this guy's head off? What did he do? The guy was asleep. He had his headphones on. He was asleep. He did absolutely nothing. The gentleman who did the decapitating had some mental issues. It came out later that he had some mental issues. But up until this point, he hadn't had any medical attention. He didn't really know he had these issues. So his life just started going downhill. I think they said, he just started having these crazy visions, blah, 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 blah. It wasn't like he was off his meds or anything like that. He hadn't had any meds. He didn't know what was wrong with him. He got on the bus. Something snapped in his head, felt the need to kill the guy sitting next to him. Very tragic, but it's just kind of one of those situations that it was just like the perfect storm. Here's a guy with mental issues. He happened to get on the bus. That's when the voices told him to snap. That's when it happened. If it had happened at Walmart or somewhere else, just as tragic, but it wouldn't be as big a deal. People try to hype things up on the Greyhound bus to cause that fear into people, because people naturally just kind of have a, not a fear of riding Greyhound, but you're just a little apprehensive. Like, you're always a little nervous traveling, but Greyhound makes it even more nerve-wracking because, when you're flying, let's just put it out there, you're kind of with a different class of people when you fly. Well, we'll say that. We can all be adults and be honest here. And, you go to the airport, there's so much security, so much kind of safety in the airport. You're either on a plane or in the airport the whole time. When you're on the Greyhound, there's not that security. You're with a different class of people. And you really never feel that secure through the whole trip. Like, and everyone knows this, even if you've never rode the Greyhound bus, you kind of know. So Greyhound, you're always going to be kind of, more apprehensive. And then people bring this up and it just really scares you. And so that's why I'm kind of talking about it, getting it out there. It was a tragic situation. Yes, it was kind of something unavoidable. Like, you can't really plan for the guy next to you having a knife and, being crazy. But it really was a just perfect storm. It was a random incident. This is not something that happens on the Greyhound bus a lot. I mean, like I said, I don't think it's ever happened in the United States. And that's the biggest market for the Greyhound bus. Just something very tragic that happened. Here's an interesting story. The guy, this Vince Lee, I think he's changed his name now, but he actually got out of the crazy house recently. Like, they let him go with no supervision. And you might have seen, I don't know if y'all follow Greyhound news like me, but it was all over Twitter. Just people were in uproar, outrage. Like, how can you decapitate a guy, in 2008 and now you're free? But basically what happened was, like they said, the man had never had any medical evaluations. And I'm not trying to justify what he did or, I'm not weighing in one way or the other on him being released. I'm just saying this is what the authority said. He'd never had any medical evaluation. He didn't know until that day, how crazy he really was. I hope I'm not offending anybody by using the word crazy, but it's easier to get this way. So once they got him, to the crazy house, because he got sentenced to whatever, and they gave him evaluation, and they gave him his medication, he got better. And he's been taking his medication. He's been on this regimen since then. In fact, he was kind of released, air quotes, a couple years ago, I think, but he had supervised visits. People kind of got in an uproar about this, but not as big. But now they said, hey, he's been having supervised, visits. He's been on his own. He's been okay. We know he takes his meds. So now they're not supervising him. Would this happen in the U.S.? I don't know. But in Canada, they're a little more lax than us, maybe. So he's on his meds. He's fine. He's free. Just an interesting kind of twist to the story. We could go all night about whether this is right or wrong. But I'm just saying that to say what I'm saying, that it was just a sick man who did something, happened to be on the Greyhound bus. If you haven't rode the bus and you're scared to because you've heard stories like this, don't think that there's people who just go around cutting people's heads off on the Greyhound bus. It's not even that type of thing. What's probably going to happen, if something bad happens to you, some kind of physical harm, some weirdo, and I've seen this happen. I mentioned in one of my videos. I was standing outside the bus station at Orlando, Florida. The cab driver, for some reason, wouldn't give me a ride to my hotel. He was like, oh, go to that other cab. And I was like, no, that cab looks even shadier than you. So I called an Uber. First time ever using Uber. And I love it. I love Uber. So I'm glad it happened. But anyway, while I'm standing there waiting for my Uber, a couple of the dope boys, a couple of the drug dealers who frequent the area, most of the major Greyhound stations have their contingent of dope boys. You'll get to know them. one of them was apparently whacked out on his own stuff. He walked up and just swung on some guy for no reason. Like, stuff like that might happen. Not to scare you, it doesn't happen often, but something like that might happen. But honestly, the guy could have avoided that situation, because when he's seen them dudes coming up the street talking loud, like, he should know what I did, which was like, back up. Now, I admit, I am a wuss. I back up a lot and defuse situations a lot, because I don't want no problems. But, you know, this guy just stood there and kind of, I won't say he bowed up, but he kind of had that, you know, you coming at me, and so the guy was like, yeah, and punched him. But little things like that might happen. But that's probably going to be the extent of the physical harm that's going to happen to you on the Greyhound. If you wander off away around, if you wander off away from the station at night or during the day at a station that's in a bad part of town, there's a possibility of getting robbed or something like that. But as far as like the physical harm, you know, once they get your money, you know, why do they need to harm you? You know, you're probably definitely not going to just like randomly get shot or stabbed. What's the point? As far as women, sometimes people have the fear of being raped. Once again, if you stay near the station, you stay in the station, you stay around other passengers, nobody's just going to run up into the ground station and start raping you. Like, it's just not going to happen. So while there may not be the same safety and safeguards as there is on a plane, you don't have that security of being in the airport. There is still a sense of security, especially if you've been on a long trip. You'll get to know some of your fellow passengers, and those people will look out for you. This is something that no one ever mentions. People talk about all this bad stuff that happens on the Greyhound bus, and I'm like, do people forget that no matter where you're at in the Greyhound system, as long as you don't wander off, there's other people around you, you know? And no matter how, you know, calloused or wrapped up in our own worlds we are, no one is going to let somebody just walk up and start raping you. Like, no one is going to let somebody just walk up and start, you know, just totally beating you up for no reason. Like, there's going to be people there that are either going to go get security or going to step in and get this person off of you. Like, this is just, I tell this to females who travel a lot, you know. If it's a guy walks up and is all in your face, another male is going to say something. So that's just our, you know, thing about us. We're going to say something. Yeah, we're not going to, it's not going to happen. You know, sometimes it may take a while, but eventually someone's going to step up and stop, you know, whatever is going on. So this is, you know, I tell people this all the time, like, there's always other people on the bus, unless you're on one of these weird routes that there's only like 10 people, but those are the good routes because you get your own seat. You can stretch out. But even still, there's people on the bus. There's a driver on the bus. There's employees at the station. You're typically not going to have any like physical harm go down when you're in the station. There's people around. Now, like I said, this scenario we're talking about, the beheading, there are crazy people. Sometimes you can't predict what they're going to do, and, you know, things just happen. But this could happen at the Walmart. This is what I tell people. You know, how many bad things happen at the Walmart? They're on the news for like a day. People forget about them. No one's saying don't go to Walmart. They tell you don't go to Walmart because they're killing the mom and pop business, which we won't get into. They don't tell you not to go to Walmart because bad things happen. Bad things happen at Walmart. I used to work there. I've seen it. I've seen more bad things happen at Walmart than I ever have on the Greyhound. But no one says don't go there because, you know, we consider Walmart, you know, we've been there 100 times. So you're not scared of Walmart. This is kind of my thing with the Greyhound bus. Most people who've ridden the Greyhound bus lots of times, they're not afraid anymore. Once you ride it, you learn what to do and what not to do. You're okay. Like, it's just like any other public place. Bad things could happen, but they don't happen as much as people try to make them sound. Most of the people who stopped riding Greyhound was not because anything happened. Just honestly, it's because of Greyhound service. Let's just be real. I got a comment today. A guy was just talking about, you know, the trip he had and, you know, just you know, late buses and long layovers, the stuff I always talk about, never ride Greyhound bus again. This is why people stop riding. It's not, I haven't had a comment yet where someone was like, some guy ran up and broke my leg, never ride Greyhound bus again. Doesn't really happen. So if you're scared of riding Greyhound bus, of the Greyhound bus, because you think there's going to be some physical harm done, probably isn't going to happen. Now, will there possibly be some crazy people who might, you know, make your bus trip not as enjoyable? You get some of those on the bus. There's the crazy man or woman who sits behind you and sings. the one who stays in the bathroom for 2 hours. You know, there's the one who wants to come up to you and talk to you at the station, who smells like they were the one who's been in the bathroom for 2 hours. I mean, there's little stuff like that, but yeah. You're not going to get your head chopped off. It's kind of what I'm trying to say here. No one's going to chop your head off on the Greyhound bus. Just put that in the, you know, never happen file, you know, and worry more about the things that possibly could happen. And don't even worry about them. Just, you know, protect yourself from them happening and plan on what to do if they happen. That's why I like to make videos about what to happen if you miss your bus, what to happen if, you know, different things happen, because things will happen to the Greyhound bus. I want people to know that they do happen. I'm not sugarcoating Greyhound. Things will happen. You will get annoyed sometimes, especially if you have a long trip. You will get annoyed. I even said to myself, I mentioned this once, I was like, not going to ride Greyhound again. This is it. But once I got home and the trip was over, you know, I've never had a Greyhound bus trip that didn't end. They've all ended. Sometimes a day later than they were supposed to, but they have all ended. Greyhound has always got me there. It's always got me where it was supposed to. Not always when it was supposed to, but it's always got me where it was supposed to go. You know, I just, once you just know what to expect on the bus, it gets easier to travel on it. And once you get more familiar with traveling on it, just all the fear kind of goes away. It's, you know, there's still stations where I'm at where, you know, I watch my back. I'm planning a trip here shortly because I want to go up to Canada because I want to see what it's like crossing the border, because a lot of people ask me about that, but I just got to like work it out through work. Actually, I've already got the time off, just got to figure out when I want to go. But I will be honest, every trip, because I want to go to Toronto, every trip takes me through Detroit. And I really don't want to spend any time at the Detroit bus station. And I think the two time settings that work best for me, one, I would have had like a 7 hour layover at Detroit, and I'm like, ugh. And the other, it's only a 30 minute layover, which, here's a quick tip. You want your layovers to be, for me, at least an hour. So when you're looking at a tip and there's multiple routes, if at least 45 minutes, I'll say. If a 30 hour layover is bad news, because there's a chance you're going to miss it. Greyhound buses are routinely 30 minutes or more late. Once you start getting to 45 minutes an hour, okay, I can breathe with those odds. I'll probably make the next leg of my trip. Excuse me. But if you have a layover that's 30 minutes, that's 20 minutes, and it's at a major bus station that you know you're going to be going through a city, maybe some traffic, be leery. Excuse me, I had to take a drink of water. That's just a little quick tip. But yeah, so back to me in Detroit. I'm just like, I really don't want to be there 7 hours, but then again, I don't want to miss my bus on that 30-minute layover and be there 10 hours or a day. I don't even want to like be walking around Detroit trying to find a hotel to crash at for a day. Like, I don't want nothing to do with it. Like, I want to go through the Detroit station because I've heard about it and I want to see how it is. But even me, the guy who recommends riding Greyhound, there's certain stations, I'll be honest, I really don't want to have to deal with any length of time. Do I really think anything bad will happen to me? No. I just don't want to be watching my back for 7 hours. So, I'll keep y'all posted on what I finally do with that. But I do want to go up to Canada. And then my next trip after that, I want to go down to Mexico on the Greyhound bus. The Canada one, first time crossing the border. The Mexico one, I think, will be cool, because who just rides the Greyhound bus to Mexico just to do it? Like, I think that'll make a great story. But anyway, my point in all that is, Greyhound, don't think you're going to get your head cut off. Just worry about other things, like people trying to steal your luggage or people stealing your phone. You know, things like that. Never let anyone borrow your phone on the bus, or at the station. Even if you're on the bus, the door's closed, you're going down the highway. If someone says, hey, can I borrow your phone real quick? Don't do it. I know it's going to make you look like a prick, and you know, it's going to be the most innocent looking girl. Don't do it. Okay? I just don't trust people who don't have a phone of their own when they're on a trip. Like, why do you not have a phone? Like, no. Just be like, hey, I hate lying, and I try to never lie. That's the truth. I felt so bad because I lied to a girl once on the bus. She was like, can I borrow your phone? I was like, I ain't got no phone. Like, I was just, it was 2 days in, I was grumpy. I was like, I don't have a phone. And then I was like, Tim, you really lied to the girl? But it's hard to, with someone looking you in the face, to go, no. But, A, do what you got to do. Don't let anybody borrow your phone, because you don't know who they're going to call. And B, a lot of these people are just setting it up so they can borrow your phone again, and it might be in a location where they can't run out the door. So don't let anybody borrow your phone. Watch your luggage. These are just, you know, little tips I'm handing out. These are the things you need to worry about not getting your head cut off. So that's kind of that subject. Just wanted to talk about that. Like I said, these podcasts, I want to try to just keep it interesting. Talk about other stuff, maybe not solely like tips, what to do, but just some other Greyhound related stuff. Real quick, I wanted to just say this about me. I've never worked for Greyhound. I don't know everything about Greyhound. There's a lot of stations I haven't been to. I'm hoping to rectify that in the next year or so, to go, like, I want to go to the New York station. Never been there. What is it? The Port Authority. I want to go there. People talk about it a lot. I need to know what's going on there. It's just with working now. Past couple of years, I was traveling a lot. I was working seasonally at different resorts and hotels and national parks. And so when you're doing that, you get to ride the bus a lot. Here now, I've come back home, and there's just a lot of, like, stuff I need to take care of in my life. So I'm not able to travel as much as possible, which that's good because it allows me to make more videos and kind of get the website and blog going, which I know I need to work better on. But the downside is I don't get to actually ride the Greyhound bus as much. But I'm going to try to rectify that as much as possible. But yeah, I'm just a guy who rode the bus. And the first time I rode the bus, I saw that there was no information about the bus, and I was like, well, you know, I'll make a video about it because I love making videos. And it kind of grew into just me making more and more videos, and, you know, then the website, now the podcast. I just seemed like I think it's just a cool thing to talk about because I feel like it helps people. Just, you know, getting comments from someone saying, hey, your videos helped me to, you know, feel a lot better about getting on the bus. Makes me feel good. When people get back with me and say, hey, took my trip, you were right, nothing happened, thank you. It makes me feel good. So it's just something that kind of, you know, I like doing, and it just kind of makes me feel good. But, you know, with that being said, my point here is that I won't always be right. I've had a couple Greyhound employees, like, message me and be like, well, you know, actually that's called this, and this is the exact policy, and I appreciate it. Like, if you have anything to tell me that I've got wrong, please tell me. I take constructive criticism, but I just want people to know, like, I'm not sitting up here saying that I am, you know, the Lord of all Greyhound and know everything. This is just stuff I've learned. And I feel like I've rode Greyhound enough that if you listen, you can kind of get the basics. I might call something wrong, or I might not know totally about a certain, you know, issue, but you'll get the basics. You know, if you listen to the safety tips, you're probably going to arrive okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll know how to check your bag in, and, you know, what to do with your luggage and things like that if you watch my videos, you know, and now listen to these podcasts. So that's all I'm going for. And here, hopefully, shortly, you'll learn some background information on Greyhound, because I'm going to try to start incorporating a little bit of that too. One of the things I want to do too, kind of touched on this, is I people have said this a lot, and I get it. I want to do it. Is taking video at the actual Greyhound bus stations. Like, I think this is something that'll really take off. But it's just, like I said, haven't been traveling as much, so haven't been able to do it. Plus, too, like, if you've ever been to Greyhound bus station, you can imagine what people are going to say if they see me in there with a camera. You know, so I'm trying to figure out a way to do it kind of clandestine. I'd actually bought some camera glasses for my, like, spy glasses for my Canada trip, and they were the worst glasses. Like, if you tried to watch the video, you got, like, vertigo. It was like Cloverfield. Like, they had no stabilization, so, like, the picture was all over the place. It was horrible. I sent them back. I couldn't deal with it. So I'm working on maybe getting a better pair of those or something. But one of the things I do want to do is start getting footage at the Greyhound bus stations so I can, you know, let people see, hey, here's the station. This is what's going on. These are the people I'm telling you to look out for. This is what the bathrooms really look like. Actually, no, I may not. I ain't trying to scare people too much. I may not film the bathrooms. That could be icky. Anyway, but, you know, things people do ask, you know, like, how are the seats on the bus? How's the bathroom on the bus? You know, just pictures of the bus, too, as well. Just I want to start doing more pictures and videos of actual Greyhound and not just me talking about Greyhound. So look for that. That's coming. It's just me being able to get out and do it. Anyway, I feel like that's long enough for this podcast. If anyone's still listening, I appreciate it. Let me know, please, what you think about the ideal of kind of these audio recordings, podcasting. Like I said, in the future, I'd love to have it set up so that there's some kind of interaction so that at a certain time I'd be podcasting, people could call or tweet me questions or you know, and I could answer them on the podcast or whatever. Working on that. But let me know what you think about this. If you think it's cool, cool. If not, tell me. Like, I'll take constructive criticism. And two, also, in the comments, let me know if there's any subject you'd like me to podcast about. People have been great for, you know, telling me subjects they'd like me to make videos about. But if there's something you would like me to maybe talk a little more in depth about on the Greyhound bus that maybe I covered, but you have questions still, or you think I just, you know, botched it, or, you know, anything about Greyhound that you might want me to look up or talk about, put them in the comment box, and I will definitely make a list and go down the list and try to get to those issues. So thank you for listening. Once again, I'm Tim, the Greyhound Guru. You can check out my website at greyhoundbusguru.com. Here in the near future, I will be putting more content on there. Just kind of been working, and, you know, it's no excuse. I need to do a better job. I'm going to work on that. Anyway, thanks for listening. I will talk to y'all later. Happy travels.